Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to everybody out there in Android world. This is another edition of Android from an Accessible Point of View. My name is Jerry Jika, a.k.a. Jam and Jerry. However, I'm not the one who did this podcast. I'm just kind of your intro person. This is podcast number 60, and in this one, we are going to look at HTC Sense. Now, I know there's some of you out there going, oh dear God, it's going to suck. Well, that's what we're going to answer for you in this particular podcast. Bill Dengler will show us, is HTC Sense usable in Jelly Bean 4.2.2? As a lot of us know, in Gingerbread, it was extremely crappy, and that's putting it very mildly. In Ice Cream Sandwich, it was somewhat usable, but it still needed quite a bit of work. So here we are at 4.2.2. What have they done with it? Has it improved? Is it a viable option for you to use? Or should you avoid HTC Sense like the plague? That's what Bill's going to answer for us in this podcast number 60, Android from an Accessible Point of View.
Hello everyone, this is Bill Dengler, aka Bill KD. We have a very interesting little podcast, demonstration, whatever you want to call it, here for you today. This is going to be HTC's Sense UI, found on some of their newer Jelly Bean handsets. This will be done on a device with a clean flash ROM. It will have no Google account. It will have the included version of TalkBack. For your reference, this is going to be on Android 4.2.2. It will have a clean UI, will have no accounts linked, it will have no SIM card in it. It will have no SIP accounts. This means we cannot do an incoming call test, as I have done before. However, we can still do an outgoing call test. It will not actually work. We cannot test the call screen, the in-call screen. But we can test the dialer. We can look at some of the default apps. We can see if the home screen works. We can see what works, what doesn't, and if any workarounds need to be done. I have done very minimal testing on this device, and we're going to have a look and see what can be done and what cannot be done, and see if HTC Sense out of the box is an accessible option. Obviously, the AOSP and Cyanogen and things like that are going to be better, but is Sense a doable option? Let's go ahead and power the Sense device on here. And you heard the device vibrate and immediately play a startup sound.
Screen off, ringer 100%.
Screen off, ringer 100%. So the device is now up, and we're going to press the power button and see if we can unlock the device.
1:46 p.m., ringer 100%.
Okay, we're going to try to do the standard unlock gesture. Nothing. Let's try again. Nothing. Let's swipe right and see what's on the lock screen. Nothing. Completely blank lock screen. Try a two-finger swipe right. Two-finger swipe left. Up. Okay.
1:47 p.m.
So in order to...
Hardly get the late updating. Page one of one.
In order to unlock the device, you need to hit the power button And then do a two-finger swipe up. And that will unlock...
Screen off. Ringer 100%.
And that will unlock the device. Let's do this again here since the screen just turned off.
1:47 p.m. Ringer 100%. Device unlocked. Home screen. Partly sunny.
And it says home screen, partly sunny. So, it looks like by default we have some kind of a weather widget here. Let's swipe to the right.
Get the latest news that matters to you.
Okay, swipe right.
Zoom in on text messages or emails.
Swipe right.
Connect and share with people from all your social networks. Phone. Messages. All apps. Internet. Camera.
So we have
phone.
All apps. Messages. All apps.
Internet. Camera.
And camera. So,
phone.
Let's go into the phone app.
Phone. Call history. Phone. Favorites. Phone. And known last call, 611, 1:33 p.m.
That was me testing the dialer.
Button. Edit box. Backspace button. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, star, 0, pound, dial, phone book.
So there are a couple of unlabeled items, items that don't say anything, don't even say what they are, and we have our standard backspace, dial pad, etc. So let's go ahead and attempt to get our IMEI. See if this works.
4, 7.
Let's find the star.
Star.
Let it go. Nope, not going to work. So double tap.
Asterisk. 6, 9. Pound. Pound. 0, 0, 3, 6, 6. Pound. Alert IMEI. Okay button.
And sure enough, the IMEI box comes right up.
Phone.
So we can check our IMEI. The dialer works. We have no SIM, but we can attempt to call 611.
Edit box. 3, 6, 6, 1, 1, 1, 0. Dial. Phone.
So we can dial 611. We can go into our call history. Let's see.
Unknown image 30 and no call history and known today 611 1:50 p.m.
Okay, unknown call to 611. Let's try double tap it. Okay, so you can find the 611 entry or whatever call entry and double tap it and it'll automatically call it back. What happens if you long press
unknown it? Today. Alert 611. 600 view history. Edit number before calling. Send text message. Delete from call history. Delete all calls from the save to people. Block contact. Copy number.
Okay, so delete we're going to delete all calls from the call log.
Alert, delete all calls from the contact. Are you sure you want to delete all call logs with the contact? Cancel.
Oh, all, okay, I see what it means. All calls from the with this particular contact. It's not delete all calls, but it deletes all calls to this person.
So yes, yes button. Phone. Call history. Phone book.
But that's the only contact we've attempted phone. To call, so that's all it's going to show. Let's go into phone
call
book.
Call history. Phone book. Showing 5. All calls. Radio button. Incoming calls. Radio. Outgoing calls. Missed calls. Recent calls.
So when you hit phone book, it lets you categorize the call log, which makes absolutely no sense.
All calls. Radio button. Phone. Call, phone, call history, phone book, all calls.
Yes, it's phone book, all calls, and we want to, if we want to go into our phone book, we want to go into our phone book, not all calls. So, that's a little bit confusing for a new user. When you double tap phone book, it does not give you your phone book, it gives you all calls.
All calls. Radio all calls. Button, checked. Incoming calls. Radio button. Not outgoing calls.
Outgoing calls.
Button, missed calls.
Missed
radio
calls.
Button, recent calls.
And recent calls. So that's a little bit confusing for a new user to have the phone book present you this, but at least you can decide if you want to show incoming or outgoing calls. Just the label is a little bit confusing. Let's press the back button. And the home button.
Home screen.
So the phone dialer looks like it works.
Partly sunny. Page 1 of 1.
Okay, this is HTC's dynamic home screen doing things. But it looks like the phone app is usable. Again, I cannot test incoming calls. I have no SIM in here right now. When I was using this phone, I had CyanogenMod on it. But right now I have no SIM in here, so I can't test it for incoming.
Messages.
Let's go into messages.
Double tap to select. Double tap and hold to long press. Messages.
Okay.
All messages.
All messages.
Search.
Search.
Compose.
Compose. Nothing.
No messages found.
No messages found.
List showing zero
items. And list showing zero items. One thing about HTC is Sense has a lot of these unspeaking objects, like this one.
No mess.
Like this one. Let's see what happens when we double tap it.
Showing 5 items. Backup / restore SMS. Block list. Sort. Settings. Tips and help.
So, in this particular app, when you double tap this mystery button, it loads a menu of options. Let's go back.
Settings. Messages. All mess. Search. Compose.
Let's try to compose a message.
Edit box.
Okay, we can type somebody in for 2. We're not going to do that right now. We hear nothing. Let's double tap it.
People.
Okay, so that lets you select from your contacts. Go back.
Messages. Back. Edit box. Edit box.
Okay, what's the second one?
Showing 4 items. Search. Add subject. Sending options. Tips and help.
So that's like a menu. Okay.
Sending option. Messages. Back. Edit. Edit box.
We're going to address. We're going to address this message to no one. So, but let's go into add text. And type.
F.
See if we can type.
F. G. Backspace. F T.
Okay, I see how this keyboard works. What you do is you find the letter you want.
V G H.
So we're typing this as a test. So if we find H, and we light up, and we double tap.
H Right. S B space U Right Z S S space. Space.
One cool thing about that thing, though, is you can do this.
Edit box.
Nope, you can't. I was going to say you could swipe, but you can't.
A, B, space, space, T, T, E, W, backspace, W, deleted, edit box. This is a T, backspace, T, 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 E, E, S. S, T, T, 12 hash, space, comma, 12, shift, A, 12 hash.
What does 12 hash do? Let's try it.
At, exclamation, unquote, asterisk, semicolon, page 1 of 2, space, equals, space, period, period, asterisk, ABC.
Okay, I see what this means. So, a little bit confusing again, but right below
a,
your shift key
comma, 12 hash.
Is a comma and a 12 hash. 12 hash is actually symbols. Now, when you're in symbols, that 12 hash turns into ABC. And you just double tap ABC, and it goes back to your letters.
15, edit box. This is a test.
This is a test. So it went in. Nice feature that HTC implemented for double tapping on letters, so you cannot make mistakes as easily, because you have to confirm each letter. It's a little bit slower, but it is a lot less prone to error. So that is good that they did that. I wish that the 12 hash and ABC things were better labeled. However, very good improvement with the keyboard. So we're going to continue.
15, button 90, unlabeled.
Okay, we have an unlabeled button.
Button 51.
And another unlabeled button, and that's it. So let's try clicking on this unlabeled button.
Alert attached, cancel. Attach, picture, video, audio.
Let's try to attach audio.
Location.
Okay, attach location.
Contact Dave.
Contact.
Card. Appointment Dave Calendar.
Appointment.
Cancel button.
We're going to try to attach audio. See if it works.
Audio. Alert attached from. Cancel. Voice recorder. Music and sound. Cancel button. Voice recorder.
We want to do a voice recorder.
Messages. Voice recorder. Voice button. Button.
Okay, let's try button. Clicking this button. This is a test of the HTC voice recorder, and we're attaching audio to an SMS message.
Button. File saved successfully.
Okay.
Converting to MMS message.
Alrighty, I see how this works. So when you're in the audio, there's two buttons. The first one is the record button. The second one is the stop button. It's not a toggle button. You click the first button, you do your recording. You swipe to the right to the second unlabeled button, and you double tap, and it stops the recording. Again, very good. I think that should be a toggle, and it should be labeled. But other than that, very good. So let's see what
button.
We have.
Edit box. This is a 12 kilobyte. Button 90. Button 50.
So we have our two unlabeled buttons.
Button 12. Edit box. This is a test.
This is a test.
Button. Voice 0001. Amir. 12 kilo. Edit box. Disabled.
Can we click on it? Voice. Just play it.
Alert now playing.
Test of the HTC voice recorder. And we're attaching audio to an SMS message.
Button. Now playing. Unknown. Seek control. Zero hyphens. Button 7.
This is a test of the HTC voice recorder. And we're attaching audio to an SMS message.
Okay, very good. We can play the item back. We're going to hit the back button now and exit this mode.
Now playing. Now playing. Messages.
There we go.
Back. Backspace.
I'm going to get the keyboard.
Box. This is 12 kilo button 90. Unlabeled.
So we have our audio and we have our text. We're going to try to click on... There's two unlabeled buttons here. The second one is...
Alert attach. Cancel.
I'm assuming the first one is send.
Cancel.
Let's see.
Message. Button alert invalid recipient S. Please enter a phone number for recipient. Okay.
Yep, that first one would be send.
Messages.
So we're going to try to cancel this message.
Back. Edit box. Back.
I guess the back button.
Message saved as draft.
Nope, it saved it as a draft.
One.
So, let's click right here.
All messages. Search. Compose.
This is unlabeled thing.
Showing 7 delete drafts. Backup / restore. Block lit. Sort. Settings.
Oh, while we're here, let's go into settings.
Settings. Setting. Notifications. Showing 1 item. Restore default settings.
Okay, so it looks like these unlabeled items bring menus up.
Settings. Settings. Notifications. Text messages SMS. Multimedia messages MMS. General. Settings. No, tech, mul, text. Tech. Setting. SMS settings. Delivery reports. Request a delivery report for each SMS. Delivery reports. Request a delivery report for each message you send. Checkbox. Not checked. Service center. Disabled. SMS settings.
Right here it says SMS settings. That sound sounds like it's a clickable element, and it's not clickable. HTC should look into that.
Delivery reports. Request a delivery report for each message you send. Checkbox. Not checked.
Okay.
Service center. Disabled.
What would service center be? Okay.
Manage doesn't, SIM service center disabled.
Doesn't do anything.
Manage SIM card messages. Manage messages stored on your SIM card. SMS characters. Support SMS special accent character. SMS characters, support SMS special accent characters, checkbox checked.
Okay.
Settings, SMS settings. Settings, notificate, text, multimedia, settings, MMS settings. Delivery reports, request a delivery report for each message you send, checkbox, not checked. Read reports, request a read report for each message you send, checkbox, not checked. Auto retrieve, automatically retrieve messages, checkbox, checked. Roaming auto retrieve, automatically retrieve messages while roaming, checkbox, not checked. Priority setting, normal. Maximum message size, 1000K. Attachment storage, phone storage, disabled. Group messages. Settings. Settings. General. Recipient list settings. Show sent message history, include sent message history and recipient search results, checkbox, checked. Show call history, include call history and recipient search results, checkbox, checked. Show email address, include email addresses in recipient search results, checkbox, not checked. Message preview. Message preview, one line. Storage settings. Delete old messages as limits are reached, checkbox, not checked. Text message limit, 200 messages per conversation. Multimedia message limit, disabled.
So those would be all your settings. Basically very similar to the AOSP or CM message settings. I'm going to go back.
Settings. Messages.
And we're in messages. Again, very good keyboard. Very nice keyboard. Really like the double tap confirmation thing. If you're new to an on-screen keyboard, I see that very helpful. However, it is something I think HTC should have an option for. Or if you don't like it, and you're okay with installing third-party apps, then you can install the Google keyboard and the or the KII keyboard or whatever, and you will have your lift to type feature back. But for a new user to an on-screen keyboard, very good double tap confirmation thing. Let's hit the home button.
Home screen.
And see what's next.
All apps. Message updating.
Let's go into all
page
apps.
Page one of message. All apps. Internet. All apps.
You know what? Let's go into
camera.
Internet. We can't
double tap to
test
select.
Internet.
Double tap and hold to long
you know
press.
What? I need to connect to Wi-Fi. Hold on a minute. Which brings us to settings. Let's go into settings.
All apps.
Okay, we opened all apps.
Folder, Google. Internet. Home screen. Home screen. Messages. Home internet. Home screen. Message. All apps.
Okay, we touched all apps.
Gallery. Twitter. Folder. Folder. Media. TV. Gallery. Facebook. People. Calendar. Mail. Sepate. Sun. Mail.
It's not in alphabetical order, which makes
gallery.
It very difficult to use.
All apps option. People. TV. Gallery. Facebook. Folder. Folder. Twitter. Phone. Messages. Home screen. Twitter. Calendar, mail, custom, hit, partly sunny, menu, play, people, play store, people, Facebook, Twitter, folder, Google, gallery, calendar, hit 20, custom, mail, TV, folder, phone, message it, home screen, internet, camera, folder, Google, Twitter, gallery, TV, mail, calendar, people, Facebook, TV, folder, messages, folder, media, Twitter, Facebook, gallery, TV, custom, showing three item, custom, alphabetical, most recent, alphabetical.
Let's try alphabetical.
All apps, clock, internet.
There we go.
Chrome, Facebook.
Now things are
phone,
much easier.
Message, Facebook. All apps options. Chrome. Dropbox, Internet, Facebook, Facebook, Dropbox, Clock, Calendar, Partly Sunny, Menu, Show, Hide App, Manage, Grid Size, Manage, Hide Apps, Grid Size, Alert, Grid, 3-4, 4, Cancel Button, 4-5, Radio Button, Not Checked, 4, All App, 2 Up, Flash Players, Google Settings, Gmail, Camera, Google Setting, Flash Players, FM, Downloads, Aim Life, Phone, Playbooks, 2-9 Rating, Stocks, SoundHound, Top Tasks, Setup, Settings, Settings.
Alrighty, here's what we had to do. First off, find the custom item in the app drawer, and you may want to rewind this podcast and follow along and listen to what I did.
Screen off, ringer 100%.
You'll want to find the custom button. Double tap it, go into alphabetical, and then find the menu button, double tap it, set your grid size to 4x5, and then you can use the 2-finger scroll up and down to go through your app drawer. And there's a lot of preloaded apps on here, and that's why rooting is going to be very beneficial to you. There's a lot of preloaded apps on here. But once you find settings, just double tap it, and you'll be in the settings. You have to do a little bit of configuration to the all apps, but once you do, it should be fairly easy to do a couple of 2-finger swipes up to get to settings, double tap it, and be in your settings. So we're going to unlock the device now. 209. And
device unlocked. Wi-Fi. More.
We're now in media, settings. Let's go to Wi-Fi.
Wi-Fi. Connected to build private.
No, we already are connected. I don't know why it was squawking about internet then.
Mobile data disconnected because service is unavailable.
Okay.
Dump media output. More. Personalize. Accounts in sync.
It's going to personalize.
Personalize. Back. Personalize. Display. Wallpaper. Default. Lock screen style. Wallpaper. Customize home screen. Add apps and widgets. Sound. Ringtone. Sense.
Okay, so they moved. What do you call it? They moved sound, display, and all these things into one tab called Personalize. So, let's go into ringtone.
Sound set.
And see if we can change our ringtone. Let's see.
Ultramarina, radio, button, silver, radio, sense, radio. Ultramarina, radio, button. Navy, radio, mustard, radio, locker, radio button, khaki, radio button, not, notification, ringtone, sap, ultramarina, grape, tangerine, ultra,
let's say I wanted to set the ringtone.
Indigo. Crimson, radio button, not cyan. Crimson, red, cyan, eggshell, radio. Cyan, radio button, not checked. Double tap to select.
So let's say we wanted to set it to this one. If we...
Emerald, gray, radio, apply button.
So you click on it and you hit apply.
Personalize.
And then...
Ringtone, cyan.
There you go. It did it. So...
Double tap to notification sound, teal.
Can we do the same for notifications? Double. Let's see.
For digress, vermilion, for digress, teal, teal, red, teal, radio.
why I have no idea why these things are showing up twice, but okay. Let's go down and set it to the one I was using.
Radio
here.
Button, maze, radio, magnolia, red, magnolia, magenta, magenta, red, lime, radio button. Magenta, magnolia, red, magnolia. Maze, radio. Maze, red, maze, red. Peach, red. Peach, pear, ready. Purple, red. Pistachio.
Yeah, we can just scroll through these.
Saffron. Slate, radio.
You know what? Let's set it to this one. So let's hit the...
Slate, radio, apply button.
Apply button.
Personalize. Alarm, chartreuse, notification sound, slate. Alarm. Alert sounds. Citrine, radio, cinnabar, radio. Beige, radio. Amazon. Beige, radio, chartreuse, Celado. Beige, radio, Celado. Beige, Amazon, radio.
Let's say we wanted to set this one as our alarm. We can hit the
apply button.
So basically, the ringtone notification alarm pickers are very similar. I really like the way you can change the default alarm. That's not too common. I don't even think CM lets you do that. So very nice. HTC allows you to change the default alarm.
Notifications, alarm, Amazon.
And that looks like it's it for personalized. I think probably a better name for this tab would have been display and sound, because that's really all that's in here.
Back, personal, display, let's wallpaper, see if we can... customize, sound.
Nope, we cannot edit brightness from here.
But... Alarm, nope, ring, custom, lock screen style, wall, display, back, settings, more, personalize, accounts in sync, location. Security, accessibility, backup and reset, transfer content, phone, display, gestures and buttons.
Oh, I see. So here it is.
Display, auto rotate screen, checkbox, not checked, font size, medium, brightness, adjust the brightness of the screen, alert, automatic brightness, checkbox, not checked, seat control, 49%. 0%.
So it's just like a seat control. You can
cancel
set it.
Cancel button. Seat control. 0%. Okay button.
Just like that.
Display. Notification flash. Flash LED light for notifications. Daydream. Sleep. Auto sleep. Brightness. Adjust the brightness of the screen. Sleep. Auto sleep. Home button. Swipe up or press and hold for Google Now. But notification buttons. Home. Double click speed. Normal. Gestures. HTC gestures allow apps to recognize three-finger output gestures. Checkbox checked. G sensor settings. G sensor calibration. Back. Settings.
So you can set up different button combinations and things like that.
Media output. More. Account. Security, accessibility, backup and reset, transfer content, phone, display, just Beats audio, on, switch.
What does Beats audio do?
On, checked. Beats audio, off, switch.
So this Beats audio is now off?
Sound, back, general, sound profile, normal. Volumes, set audio volume. Vibrate, vibration feedback for calls, checkbox checked. Incoming calls. Ringtone, cyan. Quiet ring on pickup, reduce ring volume when I move phone, checkbox checked. pocket mode, increase ring volume while in pocket or bag, checkbox checked. Notifications and alarms. Notification sound, slate. Alarm. System. Dial pad touch tones, play tones when using dial pad, checkbox checked. Touch sounds, play sounds when making screen selection, checkbox not checked. Screen lock sounds, play sounds when locking and unlocking the screen, checkbox not checked. Checked. Screen locks, not checked. Back. Pull to refresh, screen locks, checked. Pull to refresh sounds, not checked. Back. Pull to refresh. Pull. Screen lock sounds. Play sounds when locking and unlocking the screen. Checkbox checked. Pull to refresh sounds. Play sounds when refreshing feeds and content. Checkbox not checked. Pull. Checked. Back. Vibrate on touch. Vibrate when buttons are pressed. Checkbox checked. Back. Settings. Account. Personal. Location, secure, personal, more, transfer content, phone, display, Beats audio, off, not checked, Beats audio,
there we go,
sound, call, apps, call, back, call, voicemail service, my carrier, voicemail settings, clear voicemail notification, remove voicemail notification, disabled, other call settings, call forwarding, disabled, Wi-Fi calling, disabled, off, switch, call barring settings, disabled, additional settings, disabled, cell broadcast, disable receipt of CB messages, checkbox, not checked, cell broadcast settings, set cell broadcast channel and language, disabled. Internet call settings. Accounts. Use internet calling, only for internet calls. Other settings. Declined calls, show text message and reminder options for declined calls, checkbox, checked. Save to people, add unknown numbers to people after call, checkbox, checked. Home dialing, disable home dialing when roaming, checkbox, not checked, disabled. Home dialing settings, disabled. Phone notification preview, show caller ID for missed calls on lock screen and status bar, checkbox, not checked. Back. Set. Media output. More. Person accounts and set. Account. Location. Security. Access. Backup. Phone. Display. Beats audio. On. Sound. Call. Apps. Storage. Power. Apps. Search. Downloaded. Running. Downloaded. HTC Sync. 1.20 megabytes. Back. Setting. Media output. More. Personal. Accounts and. Location. Secured. Access. Backup and. Phone. Display. Just. Beats audio. On. Sound. Call. Apps. Storage. Power. Storage.
We have storage. I think that's going to be an AOSP thing. Let's go into it though.
Back. Storage. Phone storage. 7.81 gigabytes / 32.00 gigabytes. Apps, 63.68 megabytes. Music, 13.31 megabytes. Photos and videos, 7.72 megabytes. Other, 7.73 gigabytes. Available, 24.19 gigabytes. Make more space, get more storage space by clearing out app caches and uninstalling apps. Phone storage encryption, requires a PIN to decrypt device when powered on, checkbox, not checked. Back. Set. More. Account. Transfer content, display Beats audio. Power. Length, storage, power. Power, not charging. Battery. 84%. Power saver, optimize battery life. Off, switch, usage, view battery usage details. History, 49 meters 25 seconds on battery. Show battery level. Show battery level in status bar. Checkbox. Not checked. Show battery level. Checked. Back. History. 49. Show battery. Back. Set. More. Per accounts in sync. Access backup. Trans. Phone. Call. Apps. Power. Settings. Back. Apps. Store. Power. Storage. Language and keep date and time. Language and keyboard. Language and back. Language and keyboard. System language. English United States.
Okay.
Spell checker. Underline misspelled words. On. Switch. Keyboard and input methods. Google voice typing. Automatic. HTC Sense input. Keyboard options. Indic keyboard. Indic. Thai keyboard. Thai. Vietnamese keyboard. Vietnamese. Speech. Voice search. Voice search. Text is back.
Settings. So basically your standard AOSP language and keyboard type thing. Let's see what else we have.
Media
here.
Output. More. Personalize. Secure accessibility. Backup and reset. Beats audio. Set. Call. Apps. Storage. Power. Language and keyboard. Date and time. About. Date and time. Date and time. Automatic date and time. Use network provided time. Checkbox checked. Automatic time zone. Use network provided time zone. Checkbox checked. Back. Date and time. Set date 2013 SEP 8 Sun. Disabled. Set time 2:24 p.m. Disabled. Select time zone GMT 400 hours Eastern Daylight Time. Disabled. Use 24-hour format, 1 p.m., checkbox, not checked. Checked. Use choose date format, 2013 SEP 8, Sun. Back. Settings.
That would be date and time.
More. Personal. Access a backup and reset. Transfer. Beats up sound. Call. Apps. Power. Language and. Date and time. About. Date language and date about software updates. Software update.
So we can check for updates. Let's see if we have any updates.
Percent 1425. A system update is ready for download and installation.
Oh, really? Okay.
There are no updates available for your phone. Okay button.
I guess not.
Software update.
It goes, the system update is ready and available for download, and then it says there are no updates. So, I don't know.
Update software updates. 83% 14. Update over Wi-Fi only. Conserves. Software update. Update over Wi-Fi only. Conserves data usage. Checkbox. Not checked. Check now button. Back. Software updates. Back. About software. Tell HTC an error reporting.
Okay.
Tell it. Back. Tell HTC an error reporting. Error reporting. Report errors to HTC. Send an error report to HTC. Note, these choices do not send error and usage network pref report use tell HT report pref report error reporting. Report errors to HTC. Send an error report to HTC when my device has a problem. Checkbox checked. Report preference automatically send error report. Tell HTC usage reporting. Report usage to HTC. Send your usage log to HTC to help us improve HTC products and services. Checkbox checked. Network preference. Send error and usage reports when data connection is available. Note, these choices do not affect HTC's collection of data for aggregate reporting or improving and operating specific applications and services you use. This is a test device. Accordingly, to collect critical information about the device, tell HTC is enabled and cannot be turned off regardless of device settings. Error report privacy statement. Tell HTC usage report privacy statement. Back. About phone. Hardware information, Wi-Fi, Mac, phone identity, network, help. Tell HTC an error reporting. Help. Network, signal strength, etc. Phone identity, model, IMEI, IMEISV, etc. Hardware information, Wi-Fi, Mac address and Bluetooth address. Software information, firmware, baseband, kernel version, etc. Legal information, HTC and Google Legal, open source licenses. Software information. Legal inform, back. About phone, back.
So it would be your about phone, they just call it about.
Set, more, personalize. Call, storage. Date and time. Date and about.
So, all in all, settings is accessible. Things can be done, things can be clicked, turned on and off. You can go in and change all of the settings. Basically, there's no accessibility issues with settings at all, which is great. You know, if anybody has ever used HTC Sense on Ice Cream Sandwich, they would find that the home screen wouldn't even read, settings wouldn't read, a lot of things wouldn't read. And this is not the case. It's very good in their new Android build here. Very good. So we're going to back out of settings and we're going to go into the internet browser.
Home screen, all apps, camera, internet, www.google.com, refresh page manager, menu. Explore by touch is not available in web content. Turn on and hit web images. Web image sign in link. Edit text for search. Hilton Head Island, South. Update precise location link. Settings link. Privacy terms link. Advertising link. Business link. Advert. Prop setting. Update. Hilton Head Island. Edit text. Sign. Edit text for search. Hilton Head Island, edit text for search.
So, it looks accessible if
Hilton
you...
Head Island, edit text for search.
I don't know if it's me not knowing how to use it or if something's wrong, but when you double tap on the edit box for search, it does not bring a keyboard up. So, internet is partially accessible. Let's try clicking
Hilton
some links.
Hilton update precise settings link, privacy terms link, advertising link.
Nope, can't double tap on links. Okay. So, internet, you can read the home page, you can read the current page, you cannot double tap on edit boxes, you cannot double tap on links. But internet does partially read. So, some work needs to be done on internet, on web browsing, but at least we're able to read the items on the page, we just can't interact with them. Let's go home screen.
System UI. Grid showing six. Phone. Messages. Software updates. Google.
Oh, I see. I hit recent apps.
Home screen.
Okay, there we go. Now.
All apps. Internet. Camera.
You go into camera.
Hardly camera. Button. Button. Music. Button. 249. Button. 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 See. Button. Button.
Button, 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 and button.
Expandable item, camera.
All in all, not good.
Expandable item, camera, main, front, main. Expandable item, photo capture mode. Expandable item, radio button, checked, scene, normal. Expandable item, radio button, not checked, night. Expandable item, radio button, not checked, HDR. Expandable item, sweep panorama. Expandable item, camera.
All in all.
Camera,
that is good
button.
Let's try the button. Second unlabeled button. So the first one, I guess, is like a mode or menu button.
Button.
Try the third one.
Button,
Button disable Zoe.
Button. Gallery. Alert automatically get location. Okay button. Gallery.
Zoe.
No photos or videos. Camera. Button. 240. Button. Button. 249. 18th. Button. C. Button. Button. Camera. Button. Gallery.
Well, looks camera. Like the camera app's not very usable because everything's unlabeled. Screen. So.
Music volume set to 100%.
I would not. The camera app is not going to be usable, so if you use the camera at all, you're not going to want a sense-based device. You're going to want to get this device and put CM on it because it's not a bad phone. These HTC devices are not bad devices. But you're going to want to put CM on it if you want to get any work done with the camera. And like I said, we're making a lot of progress here. I think that HTC, you know, is making progress. However, there is still a lot to be done. The camera app, the internet app, do not work as expected. The
screen off. Ringer 100%.
The camera and the nose apps do not work. I don't know about the end call screen. I haven't tested it, but if it's anything like that unlock thing, I don't think it's going to be very doable. The end call screen, I'm not able to test. There's a lot of things that I'm not able to test just because I don't have a SIM in here to do the testing. The SIM is in another device. So, you know, I was able to do some with you, and it looks like HTC Sense is becoming more and more accessible. One thing I want to close this podcast with is I wanted to open our notification shade and see if we can access the quick settings panel. I want to see what HTC did here.
1435, ringer 100%.
That's right, you gotta do a two-finger slide
home up. Screen.
And then you gotta find the notification.
80%, 80%, 1435. 1435, Sunday, Sep 8, 1430, partly sunny. Get the latest, zoom
nope.
in on
See,
text
we're
messages
on our, we're,
or emails.
We're on our home screen still. So let's try to find here.
1435, slide down. Sunday, September 8th, 2013. Quick settings, 80%, 1435. Homes, Sep 8, Sun, Camera.
See, it tries to open, but then it... Let me try this.
Updating. Internet.
See, it wants to open.
Weather.
No,
updating.
We don't want the weather.
Home screen.
I did find if you do a two-finger swipe down, though.
For notification shade. Quick set, 80% for...
There we go.
Notification shade. Quick settings.
Okay, never mind. So if you do a two-finger, if you start at the very top of the device screen and do a two-finger swipe down all the way to the bottom, pull it all the way, find the bar, pull it all the way down, you can bring it up. So...
Quick settings. 80%, 1430.
Let's do what we were originally going to do and go into quick settings.
Notifications. Me. Level 0. Brightness. More. Settings. Build private. More. Bluetooth. More. Airplane mode. Power saver. More. Auto rotate. Mobile data. More. Sound profile. Wi-Fi hotspot. More. Screenshot. 80% for...
More. Okay.
Wi-Fi hotspot. Sound profile.
That's fine.
More.
That
mobile
happen.
Network settings.
Why did that just open mobile network settings?
Home screen.
So, this more thing is a little bit confusing for the end user here. like I said, all in all, very good. You know, HTC Sense is becoming
screen off, usable. Ringer 100%.
Hopefully by Sense 6 or 7 or 8 or whatever their next revision is, we will have accessibility in these areas. In the meantime, we have signage and mod, we have, you know, AOKP, you have the camera working, you have the notifications working, you have the internet working. However, for devices like the M7 ATT or the AT&T HTC One, where you can't really put a custom ROM on it that easily, this is definitely usable to an extent. You know, and like I said, I do not know about answering incoming calls. I know it can do outbound pretty well, you know, dialing them. I haven't tested the in-call screen. I have not tested incoming calls. If anyone could do a podcast, or, you know, if there's enough interest, I could pop my SIM in here and do a incoming call test and an in-call screen test as an update or as an addendum to this podcast. As an, you know, to this podcast. We could certainly do that. If you have any questions about, you know, HTC Sense, CyanogenMod, Mod, AOKP, or Android in general, you know, drop me an email. My email address is Bill, that's B-I-L-L, K as in Kilo, D as in Delta, 2008@gmail.com. That's BillKD2008@gmail.com.